Hare Krishna. False dichotomies keep us in real illusion. When a former US president declared a war against terror, at that time he said that those who are not for us are for the terrorists. Now, this sort of false dichotomies are favorite tools of those who want to manipulate others. So now, why manipulate? Because after all, who will want to be on the side of the terrorists? And yet this dichotomy is false, because there may be people who are opposed to terrorists and who are also opposed to the war against terror, because they may feel that the war is not the most, that particular war may not be the most advisable way to deal with terror, to deal with the terrorists. However, by these arresting false dichotomies, reality, which is often quite complex in multiple shades of gray, is reduced to simple black and white. And by such false dichotomies, people are forced to make choices. And often the choices are made into things which they are not. Things are reduced to simple black and white patterns, well, actually they are not like that. So rather than having such dichotomies being proposed for the sake of emotional manipulation, we need to study the reality in its shades of gray. So for example, the Bhagavad Gita offers us a worldview which acknowledges these multiple shades of gray. It analyzes reality in terms of the framework of the three modes of material nature. And then, after talking about the three modes, it further states that actually in 14.10 that these three modes are also in competition. Rajas tamascha vibhuya sattvam bhavati bharata, rajah sattvam tamascaiva tamah sattvam rajastatha. So he says sometimes sattvaguna predominates, overcoming rajas and tamas. Sometimes rajas predominates, overcoming sattva and tama. And sometimes tamas predominates, overcoming sattva and rajas. So there is this competition, and depending on which mode is prominent, a particular kind of mindset or a particular way of looking at the world is prevalent at that time. So rather than simplistically reducing situations to black and white and proposing false dichotomies, these are used to misrepresent the reality and to mislead people. Because people, when they are not able to, they are not sharp enough to notice the shades of gray, and they are shown the reality simply as black and white, then they are forced to take choices which may be uninformed and which may be wrong. Now the biggest problem with those making false dichotomies is not just that they misrepresent reality or they mislead others, but it's also that they delude themselves. How they delude themselves? Because those who verbalize such false dichotomies, they often end up believing themselves. They end up believing their own lies. They think that they have got the right understanding of things, and anyone who doesn't agree with them is on the wrong side of things. And in this way, the false dichotomies become a way of become an intellectual rationalization used by the ego to pat itself on the back. And thus, we become trapped by such rationalizations, because we are not only in illusion, but we are proudly in illusion. We are self-righteously in illusion. Thus, false dichotomies, they perpetuate our real illusions. So, when we study the Bhagavad Gita's philosophy and when we understand the complexity of material nature and the complexity of the intermingling of the modes, then we can gradually learn to see reality in its nuanced, multi-shade complexity and navigate reality with a realistic appreciation of its subtlety and nuances. Thank you. Hare Krishna.